Reverend Graham Long is the minister who leads the Wayside Chapel, the Uniting Church in King's Cross. He's one of the many churches that are today reviving the ancient tradition of providing sanctuary by offering refuge to any asylum seekers under threat of going back to Nauru. Graham joins me now. Thanks for your time, Graham.
You're welcome.
The Wayside Chapel has long been known as a church that supports those in need and in crisis. It's written into your very name. So what prompted you to join this particular call, this particular movement?
Well, actually, the Wayside Chapel began 50 years ago as a place of sanctuary. And that's really been our daily life for 50 years. When people have run out of options, Wayside Chapel is where you find yourself. So it's very much in line with our tradition. And we just think, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or sick or well or citizen or refugee, you're a human being, you deserve to be treated with dignity. We'll do what we can to offer hospitality.
What's the church's history of supporting refugees and asylum seekers in particular? Like, do you have a lot of members in the congregation that are quite involved in refugee work and so on?
The Uniting Church has a long history in showing hospitality to refugees. At King's Cross, we have a kind of a checkered history. The Catholic Church also in King's Cross, Elizabeth Bay really, actually houses refugees, and they have a garden on their roof where refugees grow produce and that sort of thing. And we also have a garden and we do some cross fertilising. We share in their heart, they share in ours, and between us. You know, there's some refugees around, and I personally, in years gone by, I played a very large part in settling Sudanese people from the war over there with on-arrival housing in Sydney. So I have lots and lots of Sudanese friends.
A lot of the refugees that are under threat of going back to Nauru after being in Australia for medical treatment, I imagine that a lot of them would be in Darwin. How likely do you think it would be that the offer is taken up in churches?
I think most unlikely for a bunch of reasons. One is this concept of refuge. We're really talking about a tradition that's hundreds of years old from Britain and Europe and never tested here at all. So I don't think either churches or government, actually, are going to allow a position where cops are storming churches. It's not going to happen.
It's hard to imagine.
Yeah, look, it won't happen. And the churches, in a way, I'm quite sure, are not saying we're going to house a family underneath the altar in our worship space. You know, really what they're saying is we'll make room somewhere. You know, we'll have a house, you know, maybe we've got a man's, maybe we've got something, and we'll make room. And I think that's the kind of offer that's being made.
So in a sense, it's partly symbolic, but practical at the same time. It's sending a message to the government.
It really is saying, for God's sake, why can't this country act humanely for these people? When in this country did we start to decide that the end justifies the means? You know, these are innocent people. 37 of these kids are born in Australia. And we're going to send these people to prison, and that's the right word. We say detention, but it's prison. It would be more humane to put these people in Long Bay or Parramatta or Parklea or one of our prisons. That would be more humane. So we're putting people who have done no wrong, and we all agree they've done no wrong. They are not charged with anything. They've had no possibility to answer any charges against them because there's no charges. And we're going to jail these people indefinitely. Are you kidding? Is this Australia? 2 weeks ago, we were slapping each other on the back and congratulating ourselves on being a country of a fair go and mateship and all of that. We probably even sang for those who come across the sea with boundless plains to share. Well, hang on, this is only 2 weeks later. It's not against the law to seek asylum. And all of our old talk, you know, over many years, probably over 10 years, the public has been conditioned by the use of language to believe untrue things. So we referred to refugees for a long time as illegals. But there is no illegal act in seeking asylum. We call them queue jumpers, but there's no queues. If you're in Afghanistan, where's your queue? There is no queue. So, you know, through this subtle use of language, we've kind of pumped the public up into believing something wrong has happened. But there is no wrong act here. These are just people who have run from something that's horrendous. I had a letter from a fellow who said he loves Syria. He loves his country. He's a very proud Syrian. But he said when the building next door got bombed to dust, he took his two little children and just ran. Now he's stranded in Turkey, and he's got no prospect of getting out of there. He's just stuck. What would you do if your little kids are screaming? I know what I'd do. I'd run.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that we can't work out a way with all of our cleverness. You know, I think for a start off, if you create queues and you make those queues move and you undercut the price of boat smugglers, people smugglers, you can put them out of business by putting them out of business.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't compete with you. But, you know, it isn't that hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say there's a lot of disingenuous talk about we want to save people from drowning. If that was really true, why don't we just send a ship over there and safely bring people back? It just doesn't ring right. I'm hopeful that there'll be a turning here somewhere. And in a way, I think all the churches are asking for today is to think about this thing with some modicum of humanity. We're talking about little kids who are going to Australian schools right now and beginning to do well, and we're going to pick them up and put them on some godforsaken island. For what reason again? You know, what did they do?
You put your point very well, Graham. Thank you. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate you having a chat to us.
You're most welcome.